Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So it was a few days ago where we had the interns in here that were asking some advice on, like, what was the best advice, or if you could do it all over again before you went to college, what would you do, right? So really what they're struggling with is adulting more than anything else. Cassie has some advice. If you're about to move out of your house, right?
Yeah, if you're about to move out, sorry, whether you've graduated high school or college and you're about to go out on your own, there are some key things that you need to know how to do. Some are easy, some are a little harder, but they're going to make your life as an adult so much easier. Like, I look at this list now in my 30s and I'm like, I literally wish I had done this in my 20s. And I think if someone even gave me this list in my 20s, I still wouldn't have done it. But if somebody had given me the list and said, your life is going to be infinitely easier if you do this, I swear, just trust me, I might have listened.
Is trust fund on the top of the list?
Trust fund, marry yes. A trust fund baby?
Just be a trust fund baby.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? But that is on the list. Finances is on the list. Understand them. They're boring. Budgets, yawn. Credit cards, how does that work? How does your credit score work? You should open a Roth IRA in your early 20s, even if you make one deposit and leave it forever. Trust me, I know 65 is far away. You will be thanking yourself on your knees if you do that.
I don't have a lot of regrets in life. But in this case, I really wish that I understood finances better. I wish I would have taken more classes. I wish I would have understood. I have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars over the year, but just by not understanding exactly what's happening.
I don't think people understand, like, if you made a $6,500 deposit into your Roth IRA when you're like 22 and left it forever, you would have hundreds of thousands of dollars by the time you retired without ever contributing to it again. People don't get it, but look it up. There are finance girlies on TikTok. You can take classes. Like, there's no excuse anymore because you have access to the information. Wear sunscreen every day. Again, yawn, boring now. Trust me, you will thank yourself, and everyone's going to talk about how young your skin is, and it protects against skin cancer. Wear it every day. Every dermatologist will tell you that.
I do feel like Gen Z is very, more so than millennials, more so than Gen X. They're more conscious about stuff like that.
Well, we have more access to information. I mean, yeah. You pop on TikTok just wanting to look at thirst traps of Riley Green, and then all of a sudden you're on finance TikTok. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I could be able to retire by 55.
Yeah, you guys know so much stuff, whereas I was laying in tanning beds without any sunscreen on, getting burned with a little Playboy bunny sticker, trying to make that, like, pop up on parts of my body that will never be seen. But, like, I baked myself, and now I look back, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I knew somebody back in the day that used to go up on top of their roof because this made sense to them, that they'd be closer to the sun, and then laid on one of those silver looking blanket type things that astronauts that kind of silver material with baby oil all over them. Wow.
My grandma used baby oil all the time, and she was super brown. Maybe she was Greek, but I'm like, I'm a redhead. That was a bad idea. I tried to emulate that. Understand how to change a tire and the basics of your car. At the very minimum, learn how to change a tire, but that way when you go to the mechanic, you're not going to get screwed over because you understand the bare minimum basics. Don't say yes unless you really want to, which is some advice that Kristen has given me in the past, or if it can help someone else. And then you have to really think about whether or not you want to. So if you want to do a selfless act, even if you don't want to help someone else, that's good, but run it through that litmus test every time.
If it's not an F yes, it's a no.
So have someone you call once a week to stay grounded and connected to home. It could be your mom, your best friend, a cousin, whatever. Once a week, make sure you prioritize some call with someone that you love or like. It can be from your past or your present, but so you don't get lost because it's easy to get wrapped up and lonely. Find doctors in your new city. Don't keep using your doctors at home. It can be nerve-wracking to go out and find a new one. But if you're moving to a new city, you need to get established in that city in case anything happens and you need urgent care in that city. Go ahead and find those people. Make sure you have a toolkit. Hammer, nails, screw, duct tape. Know how to use all of it so you can fix your own stuff. Have a first aid box in your car or at home. Band-Aids, Neosporin, Ibuprofen, Benadryl, cold medicine, sunscreen, all of that. Have a friend plan if you go out. So if you're going out partying on the weekends, have a plan to check in with each other when you go home so that you know you all got home safely. This is about building a social safety net. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to report your every move or be weird like Abby and let your friends see exactly where you are at all times on your phone, but you could do that if you wanted to.
Oh, no, I turn my location off.
Yeah, but make sure you check in so somebody knows where you are. And the very last thing, and this is something that tripped me up, and again, it's boring. Have a plan. Have a nutrition plan. Have a workout plan. Have a happiness plan. Make sure when you go to college, it is so easy, or if you graduate high school and you're going into the real world, it is so easy to get lost in trying to figure out your new life that you let everything that you've done before in high school or whatever, all of your systems, all of your routines fall to the wayside, and it's so hard to get yourself back on track. Man. If you go into it with a plan, like I'm going to do 15 minutes outside in the sun every day to make me feel happy, you're giving yourself some structure, you'll be more likely to succeed.
I felt like my 20s were like the NCAA basketball tournament, just survive in advance.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning anything, man. It's just survive in advance.
The Burt Show.